Have we mentioned that we have a third voice here now that we didn't have before?
Gordon Thorne just walked into the studio. I'm sorry, I didn't introduce him in yet, did I?
Just we went so right I feel to. Comfortable. We're comfortable enough in here. We need no introduction.
Yeah, right. And of course, Gordon has many times, thankfully, been on the Roadhouse here and on WTIP and with helping us out during pledge drives.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
And producing one of the events here in Cook County.
Yeah, we do a fingerstyle workshop there in the spring. It's always a good time down in the West End at Bluefin. So very well attended event, and it's
great
continuing
musicians.
To grow. So.
And you also turn over all of your profits to WTIP.
Yeah,
which it's such an effort to do those things.
Well, it's worth every penny of it.
Mm-hmm. But Gordon is also somebody who teaches me a lot about music every time you walk in the door here. So it's
like
great
it or not,
you.
Right?
Well, oh no, we here. Like that.
And he comes in with just a guitar.
That's all he needs.
Nothing to plug in.
Yeah, he can make
try
those.
Try to keep it as simple as possible.
Are you playing? Where are you playing this weekend, Gordon?
Tonight I'm playing at. At the Cascade.
The pub.
Pub.
What a great place to hear you play.
Yeah, it's a nice room. I don't play there that often because generally I pick my spots and I figure you got to leave enough for everybody. Yeah. You know, you can only take so much of the pie.
Well, for those of you driving up the shore, or you're listening in from wherever you are. Cascade Pub, of course, is at Cascade Lodge,
and it's really a nice sounding little room. I really enjoy playing in there. Like I say, I don't get a chance to play in there too often, but whenever I do, it's always a treat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a nice addition. Talk about
it is
Renaissance. That's just occurred.
Great interview with Sean. That was really interesting. That's something I ponder often.
Yeah,
you know
what makes this thing happen,
and how how can you keep it moving forward, and keep a positive spin on things, and because everybody's got their own ideas, you know, and it's just something that I find to be an interesting.
Yeah, musically, it's amazing what's happened musically in this county.
I think you got to have entertainment, you know, and hopefully, as the more entertainment there is, the higher the bar gets raised, and. Everybody benefits from it.
They do.
You know?
And the entertainers like being here too. That's clear.
For sure. For sure.
But it's what's nice about the growth that we've seen here over many years is that it's been incremental. Nothing big happened, nothing great or huge, but it's just been building.
Yeah. We didn't have to
it's like asparagus, you know.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
It takes a long time for it to really to really come to fruition, you know. It's
year after year,
you gotta plant it a long time ago.
Yeah,
you know, the seeds for this were planted a
kind
long time ago.
Kind of forget you had
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They really were.
Well, Gordon, you know what I'd really like to do right away is just to hear some music. What have you got in mind for us?
Well, you know, it's been just a wet gray.
It has been. And it still
season.
Is.
Yeah. Season. I'm getting mold starting to grow between my toes. Anyway, there's a little tune from Leroy Carr. One of my favorite piano players. And he sang a lot of novelty tunes from Indianapolis. This one's called Getting All Wet. Come here, baby, come my love, and unlock that door, cause the skies above, they are leaking. Oh, you betting Papa's in the rain, and he's getting all wet. He's getting all wet, he's getting all wet, and if I die, you will regret. You know, Papa's got no place to go, and you got a nice warm room, and so you gotta share it with Papa. And don't forget, Papa's in the rain, and he's getting all wet. Well, now the rain ain't healthy, I've been told. You gotta hear me coughing and I'm catching cold. There ain't no telling about what I'll get. You know, Papa's in the rain and he's getting all wet. He's getting all wet, he's getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. You know, Papa's got no coat at all. You got a nice one in your hall. You gotta share it with Papa. And don't forget, cause Papa's in the rain and he's getting all wet. The suit you bought me was too small, your little nappy head, well, you knew it all. Makes me stand where I might sit, you know, this darn suit, it just don't fit. I'm getting all wet, I'm getting all wet, and if I die, you will regret. You know, Papa gotta eat or he gonna die, and you got pork chops and you got pie. Share it with Papa, and don't forget, cause Papa's in the rain and he's getting all wet. If I die, you will regret. You know, the graveyard is a lonesome place. I don't want dirt thrown on my face. So pretty, your papa, don't forget. His papa's in the rain and he's getting all wet. Yeah, I'm getting all wet. I'm getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. You know, papa's got to eat or he will die. And you got pork chops, you got pie. Share it with papa, don't forget. His papa's in the rain and he's getting all wet. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet.
Oh, Gordon Thorne, right. Everybody. That was fun.
Hey, that hope Papa was persuasive enough. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, me too. He's a lonely man out there.
You had me reaching for my raincoat. I was looking up at the sky. Now, that's a fun song. You know, I looked over at Dick, and he had a big smile on his face, too. And that's what it does for you. You know,
when you got pork chops and you got pie.
Yeah, life doesn't get any better than that.
Don't want any dirt in my face.
Now, where do you find somebody like that last singer to find his music?
Well, you just hunt around. Mm-hmm. I mean, he Leroy Carr actually was a very famous in his day. He recorded... Mm-hmm. Probably, over 200 sides.
When was it? What was his day?
He recorded for quite a long time too, from the early 30s through the early 50s, which is pretty long run. And he even recorded a little afterwards that too, but not nearly as popular. It was the music was starting to change, but he his piano style actually I feel is probably more responsible for Robert Johnson's guitar style than anything. Mm. You know, that he stole, Robert Johnson stole tons of licks from Leroy Carr.
Oh.
Yeah, and put them onto the guitar.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You have to know something about music to even recognize that, I think, Dick.
He did, though.
Yeah. More than I know. So the licks you're playing on the guitar now, that's derived from a piano.
That's derived from the piano, yeah, from that rolling piano. And you know, a lot of it's just kind of improv, just kind of the way I've... Mm-hmm. The feel, you know, I'm not really going for the key or the particular notes, but more just the feel, and then play it like I can. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think he even makes up the words, Dick.
It's been known to happen.
He's pretty good at it.
I think so too. Yeah. You know, just for some, we've talked about this many times, and pardon me, but for some of the folks that haven't heard you, can you describe a little bit about the way you play?
Well, it's a bare-handed technique, basically. I tend to not use any picks, thumb pick or finger pick. And although I will use a thumb pick if I need to get a little more volume. But generally, it's a bare-handed finger-style technique, kind of a ragtime thing where you get a lot of this double... You roll the thumb like this quite a bit, and you're trying to keep some chords and some melody all going at the same time, and a little syncopated feel to it. And
how'd you develop that style?
Well, it was a common style of guitar playing in the late 20s. There were quite a few players that were quite good at it, and some white and some black, you know, and they.
it always just fascinated me, and I just kind of started, when I started playing guitar, I dug into that stuff and then just brought it to where I wanted to go with it, you know.
Yeah, it has a full, interesting sound.
Oh, yeah, it's got a great, you know, a lot of people call it the Piedmont style, but I tend to call it, really, it's much more of, you know, the Piedmont style of guitar playing is a little more defined. I'm mixing up lots of different regional styles when I'm playing, mm-hmm. you know, and consequently it becomes no real style.
It's just good.
It's my own little thing, you know.
Yeah.
But after a year, you know, I've been pulling these licks from people for almost 40 years now, and there was a time when I was really worked at imitating them, and now I don't do that at all, but just have the stuff inside there, and mm-hmm. whatever comes up, comes up.
Yeah.
How long have you played on the North Shore?
Since I moved to Finland in 1978.
Oh, yeah.
So up and down, you know, mm-hmm. up and down the North Shore for a while, and there was a lot of music going on when I first got here, then it kind of dried up, and now there's a lot of music going on again.
Yeah, you know, back on that subject just for a second, thing we haven't mentioned, I don't think, is the North Shore Music Association.
That's
and
true.
The impact that has had on mm-hmm. on the music scene up here and the concerts that they've put on over the years, and now using the ACA for their venue and some of the other classes they have. They've done a lot too, I think.
I agree completely. Impact. Yeah, they've been a great force in bringing. Sean was saying, if you want people to come here, you gotta give them something that they're used to having, and you gotta provide them with entertainment that they feel is good quality and interesting . And if it doesn't continue to stay that way, they'll go somewhere else looking
sure.
for it.
Right. So, there'll be a new hip place.
There's always going to be a new hip place.
Yeah. I think Lutzen Mountains really recognize that. If you're going to keep skiers coming to Midwest, you got to have entertainment for them at night. And you got to have music. And they really have pushed getting great mm-hmm. talent, Jim Vick.
He's done a great job. And I also, another music scene guy, you know, I got to give a hats off to is Jeff Geckis down.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I mean, he receives no benefit from any kickbacks, you know, from mm-hmm. the Tourism Bureau because he has no lodging. Mm-hmm. And yet he has music in there all summer long, every night of the week.
Yeah.
Which is really very, it's really great.
Yeah.
It is, and there's so many more venues now that have popped up just mm-hmm. because, you know, they can.
Right.
You know, we have...
You know, entertainment, all you have to do is provide a couple hours of it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah. Really, it doesn't have to be all night long.
The tavern we're speaking of, he has a good mix of local players, and then he brings in people from outside, too.
I really think he's done a great job there.
Now, I never really listen to that era of music that a lot of what you play
uh-huh.
comes from.
Right.
But yet when you play, you know, I can recognize where it's gone.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the people that have played in my era, our area, pretty
sure.
much, they picked up those songs.
Oh, yeah.
And they just changed them a little bit, and uh-huh. I thought they were their songs. But no, they came from the past.
They came from the past, but that's the folk process, you know.
It is,
You're only stealing it if you get caught.
what was the name of Papa's song? What was the name of that song?
That's called Getting All Wet.
Getting All Wet.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's where we need that raincoat. You know, one of the early guys that I listened to, and he didn't play like this, but Muddy Waters. I always loved to listen to Muddy Waters.
Fantastic.
It was like 40 days and what was 40 that?
40 days and 40 nights,
And 24 hours, gosh, there was so many. Honeybee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you ever play any Muddy Waters? I got to see him on an island in the cities when he was quite old.
On Harriet Island?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was such a treat.
Yeah, I saw Muddy Waters a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw him out in Massachusetts when I was younger.
He couldn't really play anymore very well.
No, he didn't play when I saw him either, but he had a great band. The thing I loved about Muddy Waters' band is that they were such an ensemble. They really weren't, there was no star of the show. Muddy was the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the band, the guitar players didn't take guitar solos. The band just chugged along and created a groove that just was unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really that's one of the things I love about Muddy Water, that early Chicago blues stuff, Muddy mm-hmm. Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, is that the guitar players weren't guitar slingers. They were great at hanging in there with the bass player and the drummer and just knocking out a great rhythm. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They were kind of, in today's world, if you saw them, and you might not think much of them unless they just decided to take a break and leave the stage, and you'd wonder where the groove went. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I imagine you got something else in mind for us.
I got lots of... Well, this is a tune. I'm going to try this one. I haven't played this one on the air for... I don't know if I ever have. It's called Billy's Dream, and this I made up for an old dear friend of mine named Bill Hinckley, who passed away a few years ago. He was a fiddle player and guitar player, mandolin player, just a great all-around musician from Minneapolis. He played with Judy Larson, and they were great friends of mine. And I never got a chance to get down there when Bill was ill and see him before he passed, so I made up this little tune for him. Called Billy's Dream, and it's a little rag that I was fooling around with when, and it needed to go somewhere, and so I just thought of Bill. Thank you.
Mr. Gordon Thorne.
That was sweet.
That was yeah, nice. Thank yeah, you. That's Whew. Great.
Bill,
I made it.
Yeah.
Bill would appreciate that.
I'm sure.
I hope think so would. Too. Yeah. Are you still playing with Bob?
Bingham. Yeah.
Bingham.
Yes, we play every Wednesday night, and we play lots of shows, but we don't do too many in the area. However, now that you mention it, we will be playing on Sunday night a little house concert.
Really?
Yes, at Ann Possus's
yes.
garage, 7:30 on Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. And it's a freewheel donation. We're just kind of giving it a shot. I'm trying to start another venue where Perfect. Maybe I'm trying to start a little house concert type of thing for everybody, you know, like, for other players too.
Okay.
But this is just a little test mm-hmm. of the waters, and we're going to see how it goes. And
just like Michael Monroe does.
Well, kind of, you know.
How are you promoting that?
Well, Anne's been promoting it, so we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, like I say, it's just a little test. I'd like to see, you know, find some more listening rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the one thing that I really would like to see around here is more places to listen to music. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of places to play.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But there's not very good places to listen.
Where people aren't eating around you.
Right. And there's very few places. I mean, that tune that I just played, I never perform that in Cook County mm-hmm. because there is no place to do it.
Yeah.
You know, unless I'm going to be doing a show with Phil Haywood at the ACA.
There you can do it.
And I can play stuff like that there.
Yeah.
But, you know,
when is that happening?
That's in October.
Okay.
October 25th or 26th.
That'll be great.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We're going to play a bunch of duets. We've been throwing some stuff back and forth over the internet, and we're going to have some fun. So,
you know, we had a group in here last week from Wisconsin play bluegrass music.
Oh, nice.
And like everybody, every group that I get in here and I'm not familiar with them, I ask them if they have other jobs or, you know, are trying to make their money with music. And most of the time people have to have a second job.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just can't do it. But there was a couple of their members that's what they did, and they travel quite a bit. It's tough.
Oh, you know.
Did you try that during your career?
I've tried it.
Oh,
it was a quick realization that it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's too much work for me. I'd rather bang nails and come home every night.
Yeah.
I really would. That's mm-hmm. Phil Haywood and I, speaking of Phil, we've talked about this at length because he, he's a virtuoso, you know, he's just a virtuoso of a player, and mm-hmm. he can't stand going out on the road. And for him to make a living, he figured he'd have to be gone about 150 nights a year.
Yeah.
Just, and he charges a fair amount of money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to make what he makes in his day job, he'd have to be gone 150 nights a year. And he just, you know, you got dogs or kids or a spouse or whatever. You know, you got your own surroundings you like. And that's just a lot of time to be gone.
And you can still have the music. And
you can play on your couch.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, you can always play.
Yeah. Yes. So this will be a test now on Sunday, just to see.
Yeah, it's just a little test to see how it goes. So we're just, you know, anybody that wants to come out, it's at 4038 Cascade Beach Road is where it's mm-hmm. at. It starts at 7:30, and we're treating it just like a show, a concert, which, you know, Bob and I play lots of concerts in a summer. And so Wednesday night is our Bluefin night, and that's kind of where we just, you know, fool around. We try new tunes and things, and when we go to other places, we put on the bona fide show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which, of course, you practice extensively.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Dick and I have been every week now. We've been three nights a week, you know, we're down here practicing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't imagine the rehearsal that goes
into this. Oh, wow.
Program.
Yeah. Anyway, but it doesn't seem that good musicians really have to play together all that much to be good together. I watch so many folks just step in here and just start playing.
Oh, yeah. It and Bob and I have been playing for 20 years together. So we can pretty much can read each other's mind. I know what song he's going to pick next just by watching him. I know where he's going next.
Yeah, it's, you know? It's intuition that's been learned over time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a lot of fun. We have a good time. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you have any idea what Gordon is going to play next?
No.
If you haven't got that intuition, I can't. I have either.
No, my intuition has not evolved to that point.
I don't either. I don't know what I'm going to play next year either.
See?
Wait.
That's why it's so difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. Got something in mind, though.
Gordon Thorne.
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Chattanooga Choo Choo, yeah.
Remember one night you were in and you played all train songs.
That's right.
That was fun.
Should have played that one.
Yeah, I was ready to hop aboard that night.
That's another one where it's nice to have a venue like this to play.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. You know, those quiet. Are tunes that I really can't. Yeah. Can't if there's clattering going on. They're very hard to play because you have to. Well, you don't have to concentrate that much, but you got to be able to hear all the notes.
Yeah.
You know, if I can't hear all the notes, it's really hard to improvise.
And yeah.
So you got to be able to hear what you're playing to just be able to keep going. Otherwise, you just start playing stock stuff, and it's not as fun.
Yeah, and for the people who really want to listen, they want to listen.
Oh, yeah. You know, so for sure.
Yeah. Now, I was watching. It's great because when Gordon's right in the studio like this, not only did Dick and I get to listen, but we can watch. Watch those fingers, you know, across the board of that guitar. And you're also a carpenter.
Yeah.
You're not 30 anymore.
No, I'm not.
And I just wonder how those fingers stay so dexterous. I know mine are not.
No, they anymore. Take. It takes me a long time to warm them up.
It really does.
Yeah, it does. You know, if I didn't have to be a carpenter, you know, my hands would be in a lot better shape. But they get pretty stiff some days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. What do you do?
You just got to play a lot.
Okay.
You know, and then you can't play too much. There's a fine line where you kind of get overworked, but you got to keep those muscles, the small muscles, all those little small muscles.
Because
at work, you don't use those small muscles, and all day long they just kind of sit there and they just get beat on. Oh, yeah. You know.
You know, I can kind of get that. One time I had a little surgery done on a thumb, and it's amazing in that recovery period. The atrophy that happens
in a thumb.
I mean, just a little. You don't think about that, but. It's there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've had a few injuries to my hands, but luckily, I can get around on them still.
I think so.
For folks listening and for me, too, describe the guitar you play.
This is a little, it's a Fralini guitar made by a guy in Madison, Wisconsin named Todd Cambio.
Hmm.
And he builds these guitars. They're based on... this guitar is kind of a hybrid of a lot of things that he likes to do. It's got a very deep body for a small. It's a tiny little guitar. It's a singolo style size guitar, which is very small, but it's got a dreadnought depth body on it. So you'll very rarely see a guitar this small with as deep a body as this.
Mm.
And the top is super light. I mean, the guitar itself is super light, and so it's pretty responsive, and it's got it projects fairly well for a guitar its size, I've got a couple of his guitars. I just love this guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He inlays the pick guards in them. They're just beautiful little guitars, I've got a 12 string that he built for me also, which is really a great guitar too.
We have time for one more song if you want to do one more.
Yeah, we'll
for
do
us.
One more.
That'd be great.
We'll do this one here. Let's try it. Oh, well, let's see. Thank you.
I was smiling just as much on that one as
That was fun. That was Gordon sweet. Thorne, everybody. And Gordon, you're going to be down at Cascade Pub, and that starts at
7:30.
Wow, we're kind of cutting it close for you, man.
I drove past there coming up here, so I put my stuff in there. So
yeah, I wasn't.
It shouldn't take me more than 15 minutes to get there.
Great. Well, gosh,
I'll be all warmed up when I get there.
We want to thank you so much. When that tune first started, I thought, God, is he playing Stairway to Heaven? Then later on, it was
classical,
like, we're talking to Mrs. Robinson?
Mrs. Robinson? Yeah. Oh, it's my little Simon and Garfunkel. Doing Scarborough Fair and
Snuck
Mrs.
that one
Robinson.
In there. Perfect. Well, Gordon, as always, it's just been a treat to have you here, and we better let you go.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Gordon.
Thank you, guys.